From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama again lays out his case for the Iran nuclear deal. In his weekly media address, Mr. Obama said the past week's deal to get Iran to stop developing nuclear weapons does more than anyone has done before. The president said Tehran cannot cheat on the deal because the verification process it sets up is comprehensive and intrusive.
Today, Iran has enough nuclear material to produce up to 10 nuclear weapons. With this deal, they'll have to ship 98% of that material out of the country, leaving them with a fraction of what it takes to make even one weapon.
Meanwhile, Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Khamenei made his own comments on the deal Saturday. He said the deal to end development of nuclear weapons in exchange for lifting economic sanctions is an exception to Iran's usual dealings with the United States. Khamenei called the U.S. arrogant and said Iran will never bow to what he called the enemy's excessive demands. A U.S. Navy petty officer who was shot Thursday at a military support center in Chattanooga, Tennessee, has died. Petty Officer Randall Smith is the fifth person to die in the attacks. Fred Fletcher is Chattanooga's police chief.
I can tell you that the Chattanooga Police Department and I personally as their chief of police are committed to doing whatever we can to help everybody, regardless of their faith or regardless of their circumstances, be and feel safe.
24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz unleashed a barrage of fire at a recruiting center in Chattanooga. He then drove several kilometers away to a Navy and Marine Reserve center where he shot and killed four Marines and seriously wounded Smith. Abdulaziz was later killed in a gun battle with police. This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia arrested more than 400 people, mostly Saudis, Saturday with suspected links to the Islamic State militant group. The Saudi Interior Ministry said in a statement that the arrests were part of a large operation to thwart planned Islamic State attacks on mosques, a diplomatic mission, security forces, and government facilities. The Interior Ministry accused those arrested Saturday of conducting two suicide bombings in May that killed up to 25 people at Shiite Muslim mosques in the country's oil-rich eastern region. Egyptian military officials say militants attacked two checkpoints in the Sinai Peninsula Saturday, killing five soldiers and wounding at least four others. An Egyptian military spokesman said that militants used rocket-propelled grenades and mortars to hit the checkpoints. Both of the checkpoints were the sites of a major assault claimed by the Islamic State's Sinai affiliate July 1st. At least 17 soldiers died in that attack. On Thursday, the so-called Sinai province said that it had fired a rocket at an Egyptian naval vessel in the Mediterranean Sea. An Egyptian military spokesman said the vessel caught fire, but there were no fatalities, that is, among its crew members. Nairobi's Westgate Shopping Mall, the scene of a brutal Al-Shabaab siege that left 67 people dead nearly 2 years ago, has reopened after months of renovations. As Lenny Ruvaga reports, many Kenyans still bear physical and psychological scars from the attack, but most are happy to see the rebirth of the mall.
Fred Ogundo survived the Westgate attack. He managed to escape from the mall, barely making it out alive, though three of his colleagues were killed. With the mall's reopening, Ogundo sees an opportunity for others to earn an income.
Remember, that is where we used to work. And when it was brought down, it's like our food on the table was also brought down. So we are very happy.
Kenya remains on high alert as the two-year anniversary approaches. Lenny Ruvaga for VOA News, Nairobi, Kenya.
Former FIFA Vice President Jeffrey Webb has pleaded not guilty in a U.S. federal court Saturday in connection with a massive international soccer corruption scandal. A judge in New York released the 50-year-old on $10 million bond. Webb is one of 14 defendants accused of soliciting more than $150 million in bribes. U.S. prosecutors allege the defendants received the bribes over a 24-year period in return for awarding hosting and broadcast rights for the World Cup and other soccer tournaments. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.